In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, the Church is celebrating the Annunciation, which is a wonderful holiday, and it's called the Small Pascha in the old Russian Church. My beloved, today is Saint Gabriel came to the future Mother of God, to the Theotokos, to announce her that she is going to be the Mother of the Lord, and that's going to come here, and that was born before all times from the Father, and is coming here on earth, is going to be born and as a man through the Mother of God. And my beloved, it's a great holiday for us, and this year it coincides with also it's of the bringing out of the cross, the Sunday of the third week of the Great Lent. And we, as you see the yesterday's service, we had brought out to, at the end of the service, the cross for venerating, and today and the cross is going to be staying in the church for a whole week for people to come and to gather the strength to keep on properly doing the Great Lent. My beloved, we have no strength to our own selves. We need the help. We need the supernatural help. We need the grace of God. And first of all, of course, we need our Mother of God. And she is our Mother because we receive the Holy Communion through our Holy Church. We're receiving the body and blood of our Lord. And so the Mother of God has adopted all of us because we belong to the Church which Christ has built. My beloved, she cares for us. She cares for us regardless of what great sinners we are. And you know the Church is telling us that we are the greatest sinners, every one of us, but the Lord came for us. The Mother of God was very joyous when she had received that news that she is going to be the Mother of God, that the Lord had chosen her to be born on this earth. And she never expected that, when she, even though she lived in the Holy of Holies, she has been able to stay there as much as she wanted to pray, and as much as she wanted, where only the first high priest was able to come in once a year. And yet it never dawned on her that she would be the Theotokos, that she would be the chosen vessel that the Lord will choose to come here on this earth. When she read from Isaiah, and she had heard that a maiden is going to be, a virgin is going to be giving birth to the Messiah, she was only hoping that maybe she could be and the last servant of that the maiden, that she could be a slave for the Mother of God. And of course, as you know from the readings of the lives of saints, we have heard an account where before the garden, before Saint Gabriel, the angel came to her to announce her of the actual time that she's going to be having the power coming unto her of God, and then she's going to supernaturally conceive and become the mother of the Savior. She before that, a couple years before that, she has read the passage of Saint Isaiah, and at one point she was filled with such a light that, and out of the light she heard the voice, and was the God the Father was telling her that he was going to be the chosen, the vessel. My beloved Mother of God loves us so much. Yet, you know, she could have turned on us because she knew that it was our sins that caused the Lord to be crucified. That today was a joyous day for her, the Annunciation. But shortly after that, she would have to go through all kinds of sorrows. And when she heard that they had to leave the country because Herod was going to try to kill the baby Jesus, and all the lifetime she has saw that how the people, most people would not really accept him and could not understand what he was talking about. He was talking about the preparation of ourselves for the kingdom of heaven, and that they were waiting for the Messiah to give them that kingdom of heaven here on this earth. And of course she had all kinds of wounds taken, and the greatest of was when she had been witnessing the torture of her son on the cross, and she could have turned on the whole mankind, but she didn't. She didn't turn on us. She feels sorry for us, and she's willing to help us. She has been given the power by the Lord to bestow grace upon us, give us the strength, and to fight off the filthy demons who are always battling against us, who want us, especially during the Great Lent, for us to break the Great Lent and not to be serious about it. The filthy demons, they want us to, if we do keep the Lent, to keep it as a diet, and that's all, and not to understand that the Lent, and the, it's not just a diet, a change of the food, but it is curtailing all kinds of passions and taking finally control over our body, and not allowing the body to control us, not to allow the body to be filled with all kinds of things that we want, that it wants to be filled, because it'll never be satisfied. And we know that from our life when we're not in the Great Lent. But the Lord had given us the power through the cross, as the cross was the greatest power that, you know, like my Saint Constantine, the emperor equal to the apostles, used the power of the cross to fight off the Romans in that time, and to free the Christians from the persecutions. That's the power of the cross. Was also, we just celebrated a couple of days ago Saint Nikon. He was a warrior, and his mother was a Christian, but the father was a pagan, and he taught the son to be a pagan, and mother tried to teach it to become a Christian. And then when he was about to go to a big war, because he was a leader, and mother gave him instruction, told him, when you come to a point where you might have fear from the enemy, you remember what I'm going to tell you. You use the sign of the cross and strengthen yourself up with the sign of the cross, and all fear will be gone. And when he was losing the battle, and his soldiers were falling down, and it was seemed to be inevitable that he would be killed or taken prisoner, and he remembered the words of the mother, and he had made the sign of a cross with great faith, and crying out to the Lord and saying that by the power of the cross, help me to conquer the enemy. And after he made the sign of the cross, he took the spear, and he was able to actually subdue or destroy 180 soldiers that were trying to go after him. And so he saw the power of the cross, and he became a great Christian, and then eventually he becomes a monk, eventually he becomes a bishop, and finally a martyr. My beloved, this is the cross of our Lord, the power of the cross this is a symbol that the Lord had conquered the filthy demons on that cross by the suffering for us, and to show and to give us that cross so that we can have the power to conquer the enemy. All the temptations, I don't care what, how difficult they are, but they can be easily conquered by the power of the cross. If we make the sign of the cross with faith and with the belief, and well, faith is utmost important. We have to believe. Without faith, we don't stand a chance of anything. A prayer is not real if we don't have faith in the Lord. If we don't believe that we're actually talking to the Lord, our prayer is not real when we address the Mother of God and we don't have the faith and the belief that through the icon we're looking actually at the Mother of God and asking for her help. We're pleading for her. We're coming to her for the help. It takes faith. On every count it takes faith. When the Lord came to his own place where he was raised, because he didn't go out preaching until after he had become 30 years of age, because that was the law at that time. They considered that a young man becomes mature at that age, and then he could be going out and preaching, and so the Lord had was raised in the town where, when he came back, even though he had done multitude of all kinds of miracles, but when he came back to his own town, because of the lack of faith, he had hardly made any miracles over there, because he, every place he wanted the people to have faith. And he asked many a times before he would do a miracle, he'd ask, do you believe? And if the person says, I believe, then he would do the miracle. And of course, remember one time that a father brought a son that was in a terrible shape, and then the Lord asked him, do you believe? And he says, I believe, but help my unbelief. And he needed to be strengthened in his belief. And this is what you and me have to strengthen our belief all the time. How do we do that? Well, one of the things that the Holy Father tells us to study the scriptures, read the gospel as often as possible. Saint Seraphim had done it every week. He had read the whole gospel. Our church is saying that we must read it during the whole gospel during the Passion Week. And we are reading the gospel by pieces from the Pascha to the other time of to the Great Lent. All the whole gospel is being read. And this is what helps us to bring up the faith, the lives of saints, when we see the great miracles they have done. And that also brings the faith up. The Psalter and the church services and all those things. These are the things that build up the faith. You're not going to build up your faith if you're going to be sticking to the television or listening to radios or going on the computer and looking at the things of what the world is doing. That's not going to build up your faith. But if you go to and to a site, for instance, which we have, is St. Vladimir's Center, Russian Orthodox Information Center, Svetlana Miski. Now, if you go on there, you can be able to listen then to the many books. One of the books which is an imperative and helps tremendously in bringing up our faith is also St. John of Kronstadt's My Life in Christ. And listen to that. Read those books. Then you can build up your faith. And then with the faith, you'll be able to conquer then the evil one that's always trying to take us away from the Lord, because he doesn't want us to replace him in the kingdom of heaven. The filthy scums, they want us to be with them in the eternal fire. And we don't want to do that. We want to cling to our Lord. We want to love our Lord. And we need the help in conquering our passions and all these sins that become of habits. And we need the help from the Mother of God and from the power of the cross. And all this is available for us. But it does take the faith. You have to believe. So please, let's work on the rest of the Lent that we have left. We have left still 3 more weeks, and the Passion Week, and we have for the Great Lent. Let's work, take as much as possible time to read the spiritual books, to build up our faith, and so that we'll be able to more and more realistically in our prayer to actually contact the heavenly dwellers through the faith, because this is what it will take. It will take the faith. May the Mother of God, since we know she wants our salvation, help us to recognize that without the faith we cannot make it to the kingdom of heaven, and to beg her Son and our God and her God Jesus Christ to visit us more often with the grace, so that we'll be able to strengthen the faith more and more, and as we are becoming of age and becoming older, that we would gather more strength and would be able to be then fierce warriors against the evil spirits, so that they would not be able to shackle us through any kind of passion and bring us into hell. So, but we'll be able to be freed and be able to have the wings, as one of the metropolitans has said, reminding of the one of the saints, we will have 2 wings. One wing is going to be the fasting, and the other wing is going to be the prayer, because then we can fly up. But if we have only fasting and no prayer, it doesn't do us any good, because it'll be just dieting. And if we have prayer and without fasting, it's not enough either. Just imagine that a bird would have only one wing on one side. She won't be able to fly up. Well, the same thing with us. That's what we have to put the effort behind, not only keeping the fasting, but in enlarging and making sure that we pray much more than we usually do, to get the strength to raise our soul, to cleanse it and raise our soul up to heaven. Amen.